How you doing, man? I've been good, yeah. I really don't know right now, man. You know, that's kind of up in the air, but as far as, like, the meetings, I've just been kind of letting these teams know the type of person I am and, you know, just my IQ and all those things. So that's really the topic of conversation with each team. Really just to see what type of person I am. Just to kind of really just see my personality. I think that's the number one thing for me, just to really just kind of develop some bonding in the room with most of the coaches and just really get to know most of the guys that's going to be making the big decisions. You talking about with my coaches? Yeah, Coach Saban, he really wanted to add more depth at the inside linebacker position. You know, originally I was outside linebacker, so I eventually made the big move my junior year in the spring. And ever since then, man, I've been, you know, playing inside linebacker. But Coach Saban, he put a lot of time in me just kind of, you know, getting some extra film work in. As a matter of fact, I was getting film in probably after each practice just to kind of speed up the learning curve so I could, you know, play it in fall. And once I started doing that, I just kept doing the same thing headed into my senior year. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, the fact that I was able to see a guy play at a high level, and it definitely made my game a lot better. I kind of really knew how to play the game itself and definitely how to approach a game. So all of my preparation just kind of just fell in place once I learned how to actually make the calls and then not only that, just play at a high level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ruben has been a guy I've always tried to stay in touch with. You know, he's dealing with his situation right now, but he's definitely a guy that, you know, during the time me and Ruben had a great relationship, and we both kind of try to play and make each other better, even when we were playing next to each other.
Has the team been asking you if you were 100% when you came back from the groin injury,
mm-hmm.
if you were just out there cutting it out?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the topics of conversation, and I just naturally told him I wasn't 100% the whole season, which was, you know, me being honest with him. But the fact that I actually had some chances to actually get better now and have some time off to really rehab on, you know, those two groin injuries, I feel a lot better now. And I think that was the number one thing that they wanted to hear.
Did they say they noticed the difference from 2016 to 2017 on film?
Absolutely. They said that I definitely improved as far as my ability playing an inside linebacker. I felt like I needed a year up under my belt to really kind of understand the position and, you know, how to play the position. So I felt like they definitely saw a big improvement in my playing. I think the explosiveness was still there. I think the number one thing was me learning the position. I think the mental part about it was what they were more worried about. Could I, you know, lead a group of men, be able to make the calls in, you know, in the NFL type defense. So that was one of the main things that they wanted to ask. Yes. CJ, every time he comes back to the university, me and him always try to chop it up. And the main thing I always get from him is always just to kind of just take things slow, be patient, knowing that this process is kind of long, but at the same time, just enjoy it. And I always kind of try to model my game after him. He's an exceptional linebacker. He plays the game the right way, and that's something that I always want to kind of play like. Well, at the time when probably my senior year when I really started to get comfortable, me and Sean Dion were really the guys that split the reps. Once Sean Dion got hurt, it was kind of more left up to me to make most of the calls. But I did have some help with some of the younger guys where they were able to make some of the calls as well. So it was really just a learning curve for everybody, man, just kind of learn how to play with each other. But, you know, most of those calls I was having to make without Sean. Right now I'm definitely thinking about doing everything with the combine, especially the on-field drills. I definitely want to do those things and, you know, all of the 5-10-5, those things like that, I want to be able to showcase those. Yeah. Both of those two positions have came up in the conversation. It's really, really whether on, you know, where they want to play me. And, You know, my thing is just to let them know that I can play whatever it is that they need me to play. I think the biggest leap was probably my junior year to my senior year, just me understanding how to play the game and me understanding the position that I was in, even though it was still kind of new to me. And but as far as the ability, I think it was still that even with the injuries, I just kind of had to overcome the two groin injuries, which were, you know, something that was very difficult to do. But the fact, I'm just, you know, proud of myself to be able to fight through those things and be able to kind of show that I'm a guy that can fight through adversity regardless of what happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, including me, I would say Deron Payne, Minka was one, Deshaun Hand, a lot of those guys that, you know, had multiple reps. You know, Ronnie Harrison was one of those guys. But we were really all like the voice of the whole defense. You know, whenever we have an issue, we all would, you know, take it on head on. And I feel like that's the thing that you need to do to have a great defense. You want to have people that are not scared to kind of get in your face and let you know that you need to do what you need to do. So I just let every team know that's the type of guy that, again, and they know that they can count on me, and I'm going to be accountable for all of my exes on and off the field. Not yet. I think I'll be meeting with them today, actually. The Browns, Tennessee Titans, L.A. Rams, the Raiders, the Redskins, the Patriots, the Packers, who else? You know, multiple of them, but I think today is probably going to be another heavy day as well, just meeting with more teams. Yes, it still will be a formal meeting. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to play for the Giants. Like I've always told each team that I meet with, I always want them to understand that I'm an unselfish player. Whatever it is that you need me to do, I can do it. And I can do it at a high level and be able to have the IQ to actually play it. So that's the number one thing I always want the teams to kind of take into account whenever they evaluate linebackers. He's doing amazing. They definitely got a steal for sure. I mean, he's playing at a high level, even the fact that he went in the second round. I mean, the guy's playing as if he was a top five pick. It just kind of goes to show you that the type of Alabama players that you get. I mean, regardless of what round they go in, they always play at a high level. I mean, look at Eddie Jackson. Not yet. I think that's another team I'll be meeting with today. Say that again. I think I've already met with him, actually. Yeah. How he would describe me? I mean, just another dog, another guy that's unselfish, relentless, and willing to work each and every day. Oh yeah, it was fun. Reggie Ragland was one of those guys that he was a thumper. He always liked to play downhill and play fast. And playing with a guy like that always kind of makes your game a lot better, because you know you understand that you got somebody that's gonna lay it on the line. So it just makes you want to play even more faster. The Chiefs, I think that's probably one of the people I'll be seeing today, too. Yeah, I did. I actually saw how Dante Hightower came from, like, the inside and moved him to outside. He still had success at that. So I think that was something that I kind of looked at as kind of like a model for me if I were to play for them. I feel like I could do the same things that Dante does. And I think that's good, too, because Dante's really kind of paving the way for guys like me to show that, you know, Alabama players are, you know, as versatile as anybody else in the draft. Like you said, I feel like the game is changing a little, you know, changing a lot, actually. You know, linebackers are now having to kind of walk out and line up on receivers and be able to have more versatility, so I think that's a good thing for a guy like me to be able to do so many multiple positions. It just lets them know that, you know, they have a lot more chances to change up different schemes and be able to fit me in wherever they need me to fit in. And they also need a guy that has, the IQ to be able to know how to play in coverage, also know how to, you know, fit gaps and all those things. But not only that, but I had the ability to be able to rush on the edge. Say that again. Yeah, absolutely. I think I started getting real comfortable after my junior year when I really started to feel more comfortable about my ability being able to line up on slot receivers, like you said. And after the national championship game my junior year, I definitely focused more on that, on my coverage ability. I always want to get that across. I feel like that's probably a really important thing for coaches to look into. You want a guy that's able to be able to, you know, have versatility, but at the same time be able to play multiple positions and know how to play it and, you know, understand coverages and all those things, so that whenever they need me to stack back or whenever they need me to rush on, I mean, it's something that's natural. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I've looked at a couple of them, you know, early on. But I mean, at this point, I mean, the draft is so crazy. I mean, anything can really happen. So for me, all I can do right now is just perform and really just meet with these teams so they can see what type of person I am. And once that happens, man, I'm gonna just leave it all to them. Oh no, not at all. You know, the Steelers is a team that I definitely would love to play for. Mike Tomlin is a great coach. I've actually seen Ryan Shazier's highlights and how he plays, and I think, you know, me and him actually have similar attributes. So, I think that would be a team that I actually fit in pretty well with. Oh no, I mean, I played under pressure my whole career at Alabama. In championships, even having to come in with no starts at all and having to compete at a high level and playing against guys that have had, you know, multiple starts under their belt, and me being able to, you know, play like I did as a sophomore in the national championship game, I feel like I can do that even at the next level. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I can do it. Dropping in the coverage is not even a problem. I think I showed a little bit of that in the Clemson game not too long ago. But dropping in the coverage is something that I actually focus more and put more emphasis on after my junior year. And it's something that I don't feel uncomfortable with. I feel pretty comfortable covering any type of slot receiver. Yeah, it was a struggle for me at the beginning just to kind of understand the bigger picture of it all. As I got older and, you know, kind of went through some of the things that I did go through, I started to realize that all of this stuff was really like something that I could really learn from and actually gain from. Me being able to play so many multiple positions, I really started to have a good understanding of, you know, the defensive scheme itself. So I think that really kind of helped me out in the long term. So when teams look at me, they know that I have so much versatility to play any position that they need me to play. So.
Did it ever get frustrating?
You did. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It got a little frustrating, but that's the name of the game. I mean, you're gonna have some things that, you know, may not go your way. You're gonna have some switches that, you know, that you have to get used to. I mean, guys, they get on teams, they get traded to go to different cities. So, I mean, it's something that I've faced all in college. I mean, I don't even think there's anything that I haven't faced that I will face in the NFL.
Were you born to play inside or outside?
I was born to be versatile. I was born to be able to play whatever you want me to play. And I don't even like to put a name on what I play, because I feel like that's really kind of limping in my or down in my athletic ability. When was I born? 1995, November 8th, 1995. Yeah. Is it?
Thank you.